Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Spence. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Magnuson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Magnuson. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Danny Walton. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Roberto Peña. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Gus Gill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marty Patton. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Marty Patton. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from McNerney and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper takes first base on ball four. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harper moves to second. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two. With the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Magnuson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Magnuson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Harper takes first base on ball 4. Patton moves to second. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan bunts towards first. Spence scoops it up and throws to first, with O'Brien covering, for the out. Patton moves to third. Harper moves to second. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Brewers. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 1 in the game. Walton takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 1 in the game. Gill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gill moves to second. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Patton hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-1 in the game. McKinney is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Magnuson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Magnuson is 0-for-1 in the game. Magnuson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walden. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Williams moves to third. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. Aparicio scores. It's 3-2, Brewers. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-2 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spence moves to second. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-2 in the game. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Walton takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-2 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walton moves to second. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 2 in the game. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pena fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Jim Magnuson. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw bunts towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berry moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berry scores. Williams moves to second. Two outs. It's White Sox, 3, Brewers, 3. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. May is walked intentionally. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a pop-up towards short. Pena settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Danny Murphy now pitching. Tito Francona pinch hits for Gus Gill. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Patton hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Kubiak now playing second base. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 3 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Brien strikes out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 3 in the game. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. he's got 3 RBIs. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Walton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-0 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNerney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-3 in the game. Peña hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. May bunts towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with O'Brien covering, for the out. Peña moves to second. 1 out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-3 in the game. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is walked intentionally. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Patton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gail Hopkins pinch hits for Danny Murphy. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-4 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hershberger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-4 in the game. McKinney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Walton hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. May hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-4 in the game. McNerney strikes out. 1 out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ted Savage pinch hits for Marty Patton. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.